Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we're seeking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us guidance, Father, and to take us into the depth of this, your word. To teach us, Father, how to walk straighter, more upright, and most of all, according to your will and your way. Now be with us, Father, throughout this service. And we ask all of this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. I'm going to be coming to you with the rest of Ephesians chapter 4. We didn't get too far in chapter 4 Sunday evening. In fact, we only got through the first 8 verses. But we're going to be picking up here with verse 9. And we'll just take it verse by verse and see where and what the Lord has got for us. Verse 9 says, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? What's he talking about here, that he descended into the lower parts of the earth? You see, all of us that has really studied God's word, we know that when Jesus died and they put him in that tomb, his body was in that tomb, but his spirit didn't stay there. His spirit went to hell. And he took the keys of hell away from Satan. That all happened while his body lay in that tomb. And then he was resurrected, body and all, and walked 40 days upon this earth after that. There's so much that mankind has never learned because we have been losing men in our churches that were weak and unknowing because they didn't have the Word of God with them and teaching contrary to it. So therefore, the truth wasn't getting out, and the depth and the strength of God's Word. You see, that's why people today don't go to church. They don't know that there's anything there for them. Because for years now, they have got the idea that it's not necessary to go to church. You don't have to go to church to be a child of God. You don't find that in God's Word. His Word says you forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. But you see, that's exactly what they're doing. I've had real close friends stand and tell them, oh, I can serve God without going to church. Well, it's not the idea that you can, but you won't. Not like you should. Because for one, you don't know. Because those that won't go to church won't stay and study His Word either. They do neither one. And without God's Word being in us and us in it, we've got no way of knowing what God wants from us or with us. And that's what all is in that one verse there. Now, verse 10, he goes on telling us here, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. We know when he left this earth, he went back to heaven to sit on the right hand of the Father. His work that he came to earth to do, born as a babe, his ministry was to prepare people for what was about to happen, was to fulfill the law. He wasn't to do away with it. It was to fulfill it and establish something new, which was the church age, which actually gave you and I something that was far better than what they had. Because you see, under the law, they didn't have the Holy Spirit living in them. They were on their own. They lived by rituals. They had to fulfill all those different rituals and things. And they had to have these sacrifices and all. And they had to go to a priest to be forgiven for their sins that they had done in the past. And they had different things that had to be sacrificed for different types of sins even. There were some sins, but they had to have bullocks and goats to sacrifice. And there were some that they had to have birds to sacrifice. It's all in God's Word. But when we don't go to church, we're not with God's people. We're not in His Word. We don't know these things. And in not knowing what God wants of us, we're not serving Him. We're not going to serve Him because we don't know how. Now, verse 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Why do we need all of these? Why do we need apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers? And yet, his word's telling us That's what he's gave to us. And you see, there are some of us that where God will put us, we don't have all of that because we don't have them even present within the congregation. Or those that we can take out of the congregation to even lead them in to different ways of life. So some of us, we carry two or three of these God puts upon us, just as he did with me. I am a pastor. I'm also an evangelist. God used me in both ways. I'm also a teacher. Christ got me with my services like I have them. My service are teaching services. It's not just preaching. It's teaching. Teaching God's Word. What God's Word says. Not what I want it to mean or for me to get up here and tell a story. But it's what his word is stating and leading us into. Now, but he goes on to tell us why for these things. And he tells us that right here in verse 12. We need all of those things in the church for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's why it's needed. That's why the church is needed. That's why all of these things are needed. Because you see, I don't care how many tells you that there's none perfect. That's not true. God don't tell you to be something you can't be. And Jesus, while he was here on this earth, actually proved it to us. He lived 33 and a half years here on this earth. Back in the time to where nobody was really following the Lord God. They wasn't keeping the law and all. And they was against him, everything he done. Everything he said, and yet the day he died on the cross, he was still a man without sin. Oh, yeah, but he was the Son of God. So are you if you're a born-again child of God. And you inherit, and you are a joint heir with Christ if you are a born-again child of God. And if you're not, then you ain't going to make heaven your home. It's just that simple. But you see, it's not the idea of perfecting this body. This perfecting he's talking about is the spirit man. That man inside you where the Lord Jesus Christ, where the Holy Spirit and where the Father said. Because they are making their home in you and I. And the Word tells you that. You're never alone. Now, oh boy, this next verse. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. How much unity have we got in the church world today? None. Really. When you come down to it. And yet, it says, come in the unity of the faith. That is what is needed. And we're running out of time. Broadcast-wise, I don't know why. But it is. Just a moment, everyone.
Just keep
Keith,
teaching. You're doing fine.
Okay. You just told me I was out.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now, in that unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That's what it's all about. We are to walk in and with his word to the point that we become that perfect spiritual man serving a living God. His word, not mine. And the only way we can do that is by having knowledge of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all there in his word. So all of you that's got your Bible following me, you know exactly what I'm telling you is what the word is saying. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Because you see, if you are a born-again child of the living God, you have got the same spirit in you that was in the Lord Jesus Christ while he was here on this earth. That's why he tells us in his word, all that believe in me, Christ tells us, all that believe in me, these things I do, greater than these will they do. Because I go back to the Father. But he and the Father and the Holy Spirit's going to work through us if we belong to the family of God. And we can do those same things. We can walk. You and I, we don't have to walk in sickness. We don't have to walk in disease. We can walk in divine health. Why? Because we're a child of God. And he's always there. And he told us. And he tells us, by my stripes you are healed. If we belong to him. Sometime take your Bible and look up and go to all the scriptures that talk to you about the healing power of God. And you'll see you don't have to live with sickness. If you do, you're walking in weakness. And we don't have to do it. And most usually it's because we don't know enough. It's not the idea we don't want to. It's the idea we don't know enough because we don't have enough of God's word. Somewhere along the line, we spent too much time away from the church and away from the study of God's word. And when you try to learn it on your own, it don't work too good. Because until you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you're not going to understand. You can read this Bible every day and never understand a word of it. It takes that Holy Spirit to give us the meaning and the knowledge of God's word. And as you study his word, it also tells you that. Now, 14. That we henceforth be no more children. You see, those that are not walking strong enough, in God's eyes, we're just children. And he's telling us not to be no more just children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. And that's what's happened to mankind. They've been carried about with all kinds of doctrines, all kinds of different teachings. And it's speaking about it right here. We're not to be carried around with all these different doctrines. That's why you hear me preach so much about finding a church that will teach you out of God's word and teach it like it is written and leave the rest of these doctrines alone, because they will cause you to be mixed up. He tells you here in 14, by every wind of doctrine, why? By the sleight of men and crafty and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You see, when we go to following doctrines, we're being deceived. There is only one true church, and that's His church. Now, I don't care what name you want to stick on the front of the building or out in the yard. I'm talking about what's inside and whether it's His word in there or not. If it's His word, then that's His church. And that's what He's telling us here. Now, 15, here's something we're supposed to be doing, and most of us don't do it. Well, I say us, but I do, because I talk to everybody. The 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up to Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Christ is the head of the church. This church right here, I'm not the head of this church. Most people figures I'm the head. You know, Brother Tony, he's the head of that church over here on Shumane Road. No, I'm not. I'm the pastor here, which means I'm here as the one God set here to be an overseer. I'm to oversee it. But the head of this church is Christ, Jesus. That's why I don't teach anything except from His word. And that's why I call myself a preacher teacher. Because I'm going to give you His word, not mine, but His. Now, 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We are to walk filled with the love of Almighty God. We are to carry that love with each other and all of mankind. We're not to be wanting anyone to miss out on making heaven their home, regardless of what they do to us. We are to love them. And I do. And the Lord knows how I'm treated in a lot of ways and a lot of places. And one right now that's given me the hardest way to go, I have already talked with and offered to help them. I've offered to hold Bible study and everything, because I don't want to see them lost. I want to see them straighten up and make heaven their home. And that's what we're to do even with our enemies, is to see them straighten their life up and straighten their life out and make heaven their home. And the only way we can do that is to walk in and with that godly love. 17, This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. And we're seeing an awful lot of that going on today. They don't care nothing about nobody but themselves. Just in their own mind. And just wanting to get everything they can get a hold of for themselves. They don't want to share it with others. It's all for me. And that's not the way we are to walk. Because our mind is supposed to always be on the Lord Jesus Christ. How many that will hear this message this evening? I'm going to ask you this question so you can answer that within yourself. All through the day, you are giving God thanks for what you have, what he's given you. Well, you know, he ain't given me nothing today. Yes, he has. No, I don't have a thing different today. I don't mean he hasn't given you something. He gave you your next breath, or you wouldn't be here. So thank him for it. Praise him for it, because he is the giver of all things. And you've got to come in faith. That's why we're not seeing healing in all today among the people. It's because they don't put their faith in God. Faith means I know that what he has said is true. I am assured of that. And I know that in my heart. I know it's so. That's faith. When you know I'm healed because God said I was. That's just how simple healing is. The only reason we're not walking with healing in us is because we don't know it. We'll speak it with the mouth, but it's not in the heart and mind. Well, yeah, you know, I know he told me he'd heal me, but, you know, maybe he just don't want me right now to be healed. That wasn't what he said. We are to walk in faith. 18. Here's what's happened to most. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through what? Ignorance. Ignorance. What do you mean ignorance? I'm not ignorant. I've got a good education. Yeah, but you're ignorant as far as the Word of God goes because you've never gotten into it. You don't want to go to church. You don't want to sit with those that go because you don't want to really study God's Word. You don't want to stand in belief. So it makes you ignorant of God's Word. That is in them because... what's it because of? The blindness of their heart. And the reason that they have that blindness of the heart is because they have not put their trust in Jesus. And in knowing that when God says something, he meant exactly that. 19. Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. And that's the kind of world we're living in today. Because most of mankind today has begun to live with all of this going on within themselves. That they are standing. They don't have any feelings for each other. And they've given themselves over unto lasciviousness and to all uncleanness. In other words, all sin. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they commit adultery, they commit fornication, they blaspheme. Pardon me. They blaspheme Almighty God to the point they even deny Him. All right, 20. But ye have not so learned Christ. You see, if you are sitting in a church that is teaching you the Word of God out of this book, the way it's written, you can't sit there and say that you've not learned. Because you've been taught the right way. 21. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. You see, that's where the truth lays, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are some out here that will tell you, well, you can get salvation through the cross. No, you can't. That cross can't give you salvation. That cross is a piece of wood. It's an instrument of death. It was the man on the cross. That's where all things are. All things comes to you and I by that man on the cross. 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. That's the man we have to put off. That's the man we were supposed to have put off when we went to the Lord Jesus Christ and asked him to forgive our sins. But most, when they come away from wherever it was that they didn't even ask Jesus to forgive their sins, they left that place carrying that old man with them. They didn't leave him there. You see, we were supposed to lift him there, but most didn't. They carried him away from there with them. So he's still with them. And that should not be. But we do that because of those lusts that's within us. And all those things. I want this and I want that. And I want this and I want that. I want the best of this. Now, that little old thing over here, you know, that little old beat up old car over here, I don't want that. I want me a brand new Mercedes-Benz. That Mercedes-Benz liable to break down on you three times before that little old car over here would have even thought about quitting. Because you see, if God gives it to you, it'll do the job. But that's what mankind don't look at. Now, we also, when we go to Christ and ask him to forgive us our sins, we also need to walk away with this other, here in verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You should come away from there not the same man you was when you went to ask him for forgiveness. And if you were sincere and really meant it, then you wouldn't be coming away the same as you was when you went. 24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You see, that's the way you're to walk now. Once you've been to Jesus and asked him for forgiveness, then you're to put on that new man. That new man that has been created in righteousness and true holiness. You no longer are that man that is filled with sin. 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, not supposed to lie to people. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. You see, we're not to be lying to each other. We are to always be truthful with one another and to share things that we need with each other, because we need each other praying for us. As I tell the church, I need your prayers with me. I need your prayers going up to God the Father for me to help me along the way. 26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That says a whole lot right there. And a whole lot that most don't listen to, because they don't want to turn things loose. They want to hold a grudge. And you see, you can't do that. 27. Neither give place to the devil. Don't give him any way into your life. You don't have to let him in. And his words right here, don't give place to him. Keep him out. And you can do that by telling him, Satan, you old devil, you and them demons, you stay away from me. I'm commanding you to leave me alone, leave my house, and in Jesus' name, go. He has to go. If you mean it when you said it. And if you are a child of God. Now, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. We're not to steal. We're not to set out to beat people. No. 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Watch your speech. Don't let nothing evil come out of your mouth. All this slang talk and all, that don't come out of Christians, children of God, because that won't help no one. And we are to speak so that we can help others to be edified, others to understand the Lord and his work and the word of Almighty God. That's what we're supposed to be speaking. And it brings grace to those then that hear us. We've got three more verses, and we'll be closing out for the evening. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Once the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you are sealed as a child of the living God until the day you leave this life and go home. That day of redemption. Oh boy. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Let that all be put away from you. Let all foul language and all. Let all that be replaced by gracious speech, holy speech, so that it will edify others. And we won't be grieving the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. You see, and resentment and anger are to be given way to kindness and forgiveness, since God has forgiven us. Think about it. You see, God, when we really stay in God's Word, we'll learn how to walk through this life and make heaven our home. And without it, we're not going to. Verse 32, we'll be closing with this. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Just exactly what I just finished saying. You see, God's Word is straight and to the point. And if we will walk in His Word and have His Word in us, we'll be able to make heaven our home. And if we want to stay out of church and miss services, miss the study of God's Word, we'll never make heaven our home. But one day, we split that lake of fire wide open. I don't want that. That ain't what I want. I want to make heaven my home, spend eternity with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we shut your word, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for a time and a place to where we can come and study your word so we can learn how to walk through this life according to your will and your way and not ours or man's way. That we can have life, Father, and have it more abundantly. That we can walk in divine health and not walk with sickness and disease. Now, Father, be with us. Be with us through this night. Keep us through these next days, Father, until we can come back together again on Sunday morning, back into your house, back with each other, back into your word, Father. Now, Father, for the saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we do pray for them to be safe, for them to have peace. But even more than that, Father, we lift them up and pray, Father, that they will make the Lord Jesus Christ their Savior, their Messiah, their King of Kings and Lord of Lords, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And Father, this land of ours that's turned its back upon the Lord Jesus Christ, taking him out of all the places he was in, trying to close her churches, Father, calling your children domestic terrorists. Help us, Father, to remove from our government offices those that are against Jesus, against the church, and help us to replace them with those that will stand and work for the Lord Jesus Christ, putting him back in the places he's been taken out of, and helping us to put him back into the hearts of mankind here in this land. And help us, Father, working with those to put our nation, our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, our prayer list, as each name is spoken, Father, may the Holy Spirit touch that one, give them the guidance they need, fulfill whatever need they have, Father, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy's husband Tom, Amy and Tom's young son Jacob, for Terry Coates, Dennis Breeden and his wife Tina, for the brothers in Christ, Pastor Smalls and the Glory Bound Church of Irvington, Pastor Randy Johnson, Church of God of Brandenburg, for the Meade County General Baptist Church, and the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay. Father, these churches, make them lighthouses to the community in which they stand. But Father, we pray that as they are made lighthouses, that they be filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and that these pastors are filled to overflowing with thy Holy Spirit to guide these churches along the pathway of righteousness, so that this county, Father, can have a revival for the Lord Jesus Christ, a revival that will help our state to become the state that it once was, Father, and bring the people back into the church, back to you, Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie, that little Full Gospel Church of God there at Akron, Father, it's in need of one that will teach by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to keep it filled, to make it a place of refuge, to where those walking in darkness can go and find light, and that light being Jesus. For my young friends in Pakistan, Pastor Arun Islam, Pastor Barak Mishai, Pastor Zephyrin Iron, Father, keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For the Johnson family, for the Branson family, for the Lee family, Father, for my wife's family, for my family, for the Taylor family, for the Powers family, Father, we all, and all that will hear this message, we all stand in need of the power of your might, the power of truth, and of your word. Now, Father, Jimmy Emery, Sharon Mombello and her mother, for Sue and David, for Palance, for Kelly Smith, for Karen, Father, these all stand in need of a healing touch. Touch them in a great and mighty way. Don't let that sickness and disease remain. Father, we pray for it to go in Jesus' name. And it's in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Father, we pray. Amen. And God bless. All right, everyone. Have a good night. Hold on to God. He'll hold on to you. Remember, come 11 o'clock Sunday morning, God willing, we can all be together back into his word. So until then, God bless. Have a good night.